I'm saying a good talk. Sorry for last week. I wasn't able to make it, but I hope my replacement did justice. And I got positive feedback, Baruch Hashem. I don't know if he mentioned it last week, but one of our chaverim here, Osher Onzvacha, Nebuch, his intestines plot, and he's in critical condition, so the shiur should be, Echem Nei HaChavur, should be the refuah shalema of his. His name is Osher Ben Yita, Yita, Aleph Yud Tes Aleph. He usually sits around there. Osher Onzvacha? It's pronounced Yita. It's spelled Aleph Yud Tes Aleph, but he should have a refuah shalema and come back gesundheit. Aleph Yud Tes Aleph.
It's pronounced Yita.
It's pronounced Yita. Osher Ben Yita. All right, let's go back. We're holding a middle Sif Gimel. It's been 2 weeks now, so let's just get back into it. And
were you in the shul last week?
No, I wasn't able to make it. All right. Zakta Machaba. Nachamo Sif Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim Shemichetzio Lefnim Shobalabayis Kishu Tayin. If he's tain shu shalai, that it belongs to him. So then it's in his place, it's in his makam, and if he tained it, it's his. Or shai yoyrish, or he was a yoyrish, and a tain in loy shemish al aviv haya, maybe it was his father's. Avalim haida, but if he admits shehei mitziya, if he admits it's a mitziya, then harehi shomaitza, then the finder keeps it. Means what we said till now is only that we're assuming that it's his, but if, and it was no yish because he's the bailam or whatever the svar is, but if he's moided that it wasn't his, so he's out of the equation and now the finder is allowed to keep it. Now why isn't the chatzah kaina? Why isn't his chatzah kaina? I mean, we keep on revisiting this issue again and again, but every time just plug it in. The chayah is a zayin that he was moided, but let his chatzah be kaina. So zayin is someone else's, but let his chatzah be kaina. So pachah pshat, there are many pshatim, but pachah pshat is because it blives the chatzah shena mishtameris. There's a chatzah shena mishtameris because it's a hole in the wall that people frequently use, people from the outside use, people on the street use to bazer things, to store things there. So it's a chatzah shena mishtameris, and mele you cannot be koina.
And they have a right to use it.
And vice dice, vice dice, they have a right to use it. I guess the meaning was that people stored it. It wasn't in the house. You know, we're talking about the chatzah, the wall on the edge of the front of your yard. So it's axe. Right, it's your wall, but it's accessible to Rishus Ravim.
Why do they need a right to use it?
What do you mean? It's my wall.
Who said they have a right?
Sorry?
Who said they have a right?
No, but it sounds like it sounds like it was frequently used.
Not
I know, but why? Because it was frequently used. I mean, if it would be a matman we had in Sif Aleph, then it would have been kind of only for other reasons. It's not safe for limot, say, other reasons. But this is sounds like, no, because it's frequently used.
It's a big hole, and you can see where it was.
Oh, you could see it. Uh-huh. All right.
Those guys,
you
don't have them here?
No, for the same reason. Now I can have the Surah of Avudim Mimenu Kol Adam over here because you mishtamshim by Hagufa, because since you constantly use it or other people use it, it's not Avudim Mimenu Kol Adam, someone's going to find it. It's like, so you don't have the Yad of Shal Moshe, that says the same, that word before in Tzifal, that over there, by the case when you, also, B'chetzio Lufnim or Chetzio Luchuz, the reason why you need to come out to a new Surah Chetzio Mishtameris is because it doesn't have the Avudim Mimenu Kol Adam, because people are constantly mishtamish with it. It's not Avudim Mimenu Kol Adam. So the Maisa Shoyik Achai, from here the Dain Fisher says, I don't know why he needs this punct as a Ma'ar Makam, but he says the following story in Eretz Yisrael, that someone went into the bank and they found in the safety deposit box room, they found an envelope of bonds. I don't know, Nieris Erech, I think it means bonds, I'm not sure. What's Nieris Erech? Nierot Erech? Erech? I don't know. I said, I have someone in my house right now from Eretz Yisrael. He told us it means bonds. All right. So they found bonds in an envelope in the room where the safety deposit boxes are kept. And he reported it to the police, and they did achraza. They did achraza in the newspapers, and no one came to claim the thing. Fine. So the by law in Eretz Yisrael, if no one claims it, they give it back to the finder. I don't know what the zman is, but after a certain time, they give it back to the finder. So the bank took the finder to a din Torah, saying that you found it in our chatzah. So we were kind of, to the extent that no bailam claimed it, so it's an aveda, it's a metzia. So we got there first. It's our chatzah. What? I guess so. I don't know. It's an Eretz Yisrael,
Grand.
Yeah. So it's I don't think too, you know, you need one lawyer, one guy in the bank who knows what's doing, you know. So So he tied it, the bank tied it, that it's our Aveda, we can keep it. So the Shiloh went to Dayan Fisher, it's in Chuvis, Evan Yisrael, a bunch of Chuvis, Chelek Zayin, Simon Samach. Over there he says that the bank cannot be coined because it's a chotz sheinu mishtameres, because there are many people who walk in and out to use to access the safety deposit boxes. So and it goes in the chesed if the owner of the bank was there, he's not there, because even though chotz sheinu mishtameres, if you're in the chotz and you're watching it, so then your chotz could be coined. No, the manal of the bank wasn't there. Mamela, it says the bank wasn't coined. Mamela, there goes the tefillah. But he said, it just feels like the tshuva. But the maitzeh should go ask a mehira what to do with the bonds. Because the maitzeh is a dover sheyesh b'zim in pashas. And just because no one claimed it, so what? It was still dover sheyesh b'zim. Then he has another story. We once said this story before with the rush, which Belina will revisit later on, is that it's just like there's a concept of isuros aliyod. If it came into your hand before the guy was miyayish, then even if it's miyayish afterwards, you're not allowed to keep it. So to the by chotzah, according to many, if it comes into the chotzah before yish, then even if it's yish later on, your chotzah cannot be koinah because it's isuros aliyod into the chotzah. So you tie it to isuros aliyod. When the person dropped it in the bank floor, at that point the guy wasn't miyayish. He didn't know he dropped it. So it came into that chotzah before yish. So mamela, that's another reason why the chotzah can't be coined. But at the end of the day, he says the bank's not a mandiyama here, and fine, they should go find out what he should do with the money. I don't know. Anyway, you have to know where the normal, if you learn this, the chiv and meisiras liyadi is because you have a chiv hashava. If you don't know that it's in your chotze yet, how do you have a chiv hashava? And it couldn't be bal korchai. So you have to know how the kinds of meisiras liyadi works. We want to touch on it. We mentioned the chazanish, but Lina, it's really for later on, for a different simon.
Interesting case. So basically, there's only a pool of a couple of let's say 200 people that could have lost it.
Correct.
Does he have to call these people?
Call all the 200 people? I know, that he wasn't donning that chelak l'tshuva. If you hold it, the dovish sheish b'simin, so you have to be machris.
No, I don't think the bank will give you the names of those people either. The bank should do that.
Yeah, that the bank doesn't want to do. The bank wants to keep the money themselves. I'm not interested in
being machris. No, but I'm saying, as customer service, they really should call each person with deposit, has a bank deposit, and tell them,
all right.
Oh, somebody found bonds, are they yours?
Yeah, do you think that, I don't know, they can go to 200 people.
That's mine.
Yeah, no.
Wait,
you have to give us in. You have to say how many bonds or what the denominations were and whatever, and what type of envelope was kept. Maybe we could create a simon here. All right, but I don't know why Punk needed this sif for it, but he brings this sif as a right that you see, but something which is Enem Shtameris is on coin, and Mamela the Moitz is allowed to keep it. All right, let's continue. Lefikok, Zakta Machab, and we mentioned last time, what do you need Lefikok here for? What does it have to shakas to the beginning? But the Machab says, if you're renting out the place to others, and you're Medaik from the Kazi Dov, it means it's still there, that the other people are still there. And this last Seicha, who's there right now, is allowed to keep it because we have a new Svara that when in doubt, you always tell her that it belongs to the basa, it belongs to the last person who was there. So if you have, you know that you kept on renting this place out 10 times, and you found something, you could always assume it's the last tenant. So too, if you have apartments, we rent out apartments to tenants, basements, whatever it is, and you find something, you could assume it was the last tenant. Because the tenant before already cleaned out before he left, and made sure to clean out well. And even if he blew it and didn't and missed this item, but the present tenant would have found it. But the reason why it's still there, but he says it must be it's the present tenants who didn't do the cleaning out yet. The Mamela, you're allowed to assume it's always the bastards. You go after the last person. And we suggested last time that the reason why the Maccabi said Lefiko, because could be the Balabais is also there together with the tenant. And Mamela, the Shaila, why should the tenant keep it alone? Maybe it's a Balabais as well. Maybe it's Shutfis or whatever. You have a Shaila, what to do with it, who to give it back to. So he said, no, the Balabais was moited that it's not his. So he's out of the equation. Mamela, now we go Bossa, you go Bossa the Bas. And I mentioned after the shiur last time, Maisa Shahaya, recently someone called me up that he was staying in the 13th Avenue Plaza, I think that was called, and he found a bracelet under the bed, Matzoi Shabbos. He wanted to know, it wasn't his, it obviously was someone else who was there in the room, and he wanted to know what to do with it. So I told him, yes, in the mouth you go basa basa, but like you said, the bank's not giving out the information, hotel is passionate not giving it, or they shouldn't be giving out the information. So I told him to try to get the hotel to call up the last person was there, and if it's not his, you know, go to the, you know, back and back and back till we find it. The bracer was a David Sheyesh Bei Simen. So here, when you have a David Sheyesh Bei Simen, you... Let's do a shak. Look at the shak in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The shak says that this whole svara, this whole din that you go bus to the Seicha Achrein, you're allowed to be toilet, belong to the Seicha Achrein. The shak says it's Davka Dovah Shein by Simen. By Dovah Shein by Simen, so then you could use this svara called Talinin that it goes with the Basra. Of a Bedovah Sheyesh by Simen, but something that has a Simen, then you can't jump to the and assume it belongs to the Basra, because you have now a better way to determine the Bailim. Therefore, you have to be noitul or machris and lohela chalud. If it wasn't lachalud, it means you don't assume that there was any yish involved, then you have to be noitul or machris. If it'll be chaluda pashtis, then even if it's dovish yesh b'sim, and then the person was miyash, like it says in Sefalef.
Then what will you do? You can just keep it?
Oh, so what's the halakha? The Shech doesn't say. So the Orcha Shulchan, okay, you know, remind me, I'll get back to that. I just want to first focus on this point.
If maybe shows it in, he's supposed to give it back. Even with a simon, even if it's me.
No, if the guy's, if you will be able to track down the owner. But what you see in the Shach holds that a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen is a stronger raya, is a stronger proof than Talina Basa Basra, and Melo, you now have to give it to the Basra. You have to be Noitol Machris. The Nesivis argues, the Nesivis here in Sivkot and Zion argues, the Chol.
Do you have a sorry to give it to the last guy without a Simon?
Right. If it wouldn't have a Simon, then you give it to the last guy. The guy wasn't Miyayish yet, and you have to give it to the last guy because you assume it must be the last guy's.
But if it has a Simon, you could ask him for a Simon.
You could ask him for something. If he can't do it, then you go to whatever. Okay, good. I hear you're coming with the love that it's a razor because he didn't know this him. I hear. But you're probably right. But I don't know if you need it. Stam. The shak said Allah is to be night on machris. I mean, stam, because the Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen is a better raya. The Sivis didn't understand that. And Mamele, he argues, and he says, I feel B'yesh Bei Simen. And Mamele, it's B'vad Eshu Shalachrin. And he argues with the shak. So the Shach holds the Dovah Sheyesh Bei Simen, Gold Basar Simen, and then Siva says, no, this Svar of Talina Basar Basar is even a better Svar than Simen, because other, he says, without a Simen, you see, I give it to the Basra. Why? Because Vice says it's a good riot, must be it's the Basra. So now he has a Simen, it should make any difference. And Siva holds, you always go Basar Basra. So if a Machloikis, which is better? What?
He doesn't know the Simen, you give it to him.
Oh, that's what he's there. I think Lachay should be a raise. If he doesn't know Simen, I don't know, let's say he forgot the Simen or whatever it is. Yeah, yes, and good, but I don't know if that's the Nekudas HaMachloikas. And Nekudas sounds like, which is a better raya? Is Talina Basa Basa a good enough raya, and who cares about the Simen? Well, no, since you have a Simen, that overweighs it. Lamai says, besides the Shach, there's also a Chuvis Beis Yaakov, that's the Friedrich, there's many Beis Yaakov, the Friedrich, the Mitzizma. He says the same thing in Simen Kuf Samach. He names on Fapashas like the Shach. He doesn't quote him any Makloik, he predated the Nesivis. He just names on Avada, if you have a Simen, you have to give it back. But he calls it another Shaila. What happens if two people give the Simen? I was Noitel Amachris. Now, two people, the last tenant and the tenant before, both came and gave me the simen. Now, who do I give it back to?
Last tenant.
Oh. So, even though there's a halacha later on, we paskin that when you have Eidim Vedim, you have Simonim V'Simonim, the halacha is that you do not, it's in Reish Samach Zayin Sif Ches, you do not give it, Yehi Munach, but here he holds that since they are Shava B'Shava L'Gabi the Edim, so now we give it to the last one, that's Basra, which is a Chiddush.
It's like
a Shtekel Chiddush, because the Masha, if a guy has 2 Edim, and the other guy has 100 Edim, what do you do? Yehi Munach. I don't give you more Edim, it doesn't help me. So now you have 2 Edim, and the other guy has 2 Edim, plus that he's a Basra. I mean, Basra is more, like, so Zion is like 100 Edim, so he's still, it's...
No, because...
What? It comes like an aim by Simon?
Yeah, why not?
It comes like an aim
it's
by
Simon.
No, but aim by Simon, the word is.
Yeah,
the Pasha's the guy before was Miyayish. He's saying the Pasha. Yep. By aim by Simon, it works. I hear you, Cheshman. I don't think you're right, because by aim by Simon, the word is that the guy who was there before, the 2 person ago, he was already Miyayish, because he waited, he left, he couldn't find it. So either it was Miyayish B'Shas Mayis, so if Taki waited to see, maybe the next guy will bring it, but it was already a long time, the next guy didn't bring it either. He's already Miyayish. So even if it was Taki his, he's out of the equation. He was Miyayish. Now I only have a shayla, is it Hefko or is it the last guy? So I give it to the last guy. No, the last guy is either still there or he just left, so he didn't have a chance to Miyayish, because he's assuming whoever's there now will find it. And Kachava, you did. You were there now and you found it. But here you're telling me that there was a Dov Yesh Bezimen. So he wasn't Miyayish yet. So now I have to have to, so I know that the owner of Pashas was not Miyayish. So who do I give it back to? I have two people bringing Eidim. But he owes, yes, the two Eidim sort of cancel each other out. And now I give it back to...
It's like a
Right, yeah, Kasha. Now I give it... Now I invoke the principle of Basra and I give it to the Basra. That's a... All over Shas, why?
You say he cancels
out. No, normally he don't cancel. He didn't use that shrak. I'm telling you that shrak. He just said, if you ate him, then you go basa basra. Why does it work like that?
I'm saying all of Shas, it doesn't cancel out. Why does it cancel out all these?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the Beis Hakhak is. But at least you see in the Beis Hakhak, they named on like the shrak, and the Yishenim and Mavu like the shrak as well. Nesivis went out, Shtikal and Olim here to argue. He didn't understand the Svara, but Lamashad, this is not the shrak. This is, he's quoting Dagoy Sashri. It's Rishenim. Meor Zeruam. This is Rishenim here. It's Mavu and Rishenim like this. At least many of the Rishonim like this, that Avada by Adav Sheish by Simon, you're going to have to give it back. Simon is a better thing. So Avada La Halacha, that's how we should pass it. So come back to the Shilin in the 13th Avenue Plaza. Pasha's that bracelet was Adav Sheish by Simon. I tried to ask him, is it unique? He tried to describe it to me. I don't sound it unique enough that it would be considered Adav Sheish by Simon. So Bezai, he can't just stam call up the hotel and tell me who was there last, because Adav Sheish by Simon, he has a Chiva Akraza. So I told them that at least get the hotel to do some research and give those tenants, where they are the last five tenants, whatever it is, give them your number and let them call you if they're missing a bracelet. Then you could be Doish Vachayka if they have a good Zimmin, they don't have a good Zimmin. I didn't hear from them back. I told them, like, if he has any problem, call me back. I don't know what happened.
When is he allowed to own it?
Sorry?
When would he be allowed?
He's not. It's a Doish Vachayka. He has to.
Well,
it's,
I can't
show the guys. How do I know it's Miyayish? It's Avishesh Brazim, and we patch with not Miyayish, because we assume that whoever's going to find it. I mean, if it's Hela Chaluda, it's a year later, whatever, in a Hanami, but maybe it was a guy from 2 nights ago, maybe it was a guy from 3 nights ago, maybe it was a guy from Leah Shabbos. Let's say it's Leah Shabbos. It's fourth, but it's not a long time, it's only 1 week.
The person doesn't know they lost it in the hotel or outside.
Correct, he doesn't know. I'm saying he won't know where he lost.
Outside, it's gone.
It's, I don't know, it's a Dovah Shesh Bezim, whoever found it, will put up a tzettel in what is it called, Shemesh Shabbos over there, and you'll, the next time you daven, then you'll find it.
It's Rav Yisro.
It's Rav Yisro. Well, in the hotel, for sure it's Rav Yisro, Pasha.
On 15th Avenue, sounds
Rav Yisro. Pashtas, and a lot of workers, but yeah, Pashtas, it's Rav Yisro. So it's, you know that it was lost by a Yid, yeah. And Pashtas, the guy's not Miyaj, because he knows someone's going to find it. Yeah, I'm asking. Fine. Anyway, that was the story. But now, getting back to your shayla, what if it is helech haluda? So the shak says, if helech haluda, so you don't have to be makas. So what do you do if it's helech haluda? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Pashup Shad is if it was helech haluda, so we go back to Sifalov, that means the guy was miyayish. So the guy is miyayish, Allah in Sifalov is that it belongs to the finder. Because it's like a Dov Shem Bezim, because I know that guy was miyayish, that's now mine. The Aruch HaShulchan, for some reason, he plugs into the shak that if it's helech haluda, then it belongs to the balabais. If it has rust, if you know that was there a long time, so that you know that owner was Miyayish, the real owner was Miyayish, so then he says it doesn't belong to the finder, it belongs to the balabais. I don't know where he's coming from. The chayra, it's not true. The chayra is halach because it goes to the maitzei. I think that maybe he goes like the sivis holds here chatzah is koina. The sivis like takes on a limb. He learns the whole sif differently, and he holds here chatzah is koina. I don't know. But the maitzei, we have arrived from the shak. The shak and sif gotten yud holds that here the chatzah is not koina. Like I just mentioned before, from Dain Fisher, chatzah is not koina.
But here's not a lot of people like in the world.
But it's still, it's Eidim Mishtameris, because the Bailam don't come frequented, so tomorrow's another tenant, the guy in the hotel is not coming to check the room to see if there are Vedas in the room. Today is another tenant, the next day is another tenant, another seicha.
Cleaning help.
It's Pashas Achatash Eidim Mishtameris. Pashas. It's not Mistave that the Bailam will ever find this thing. It's a Zichanat Shomer for him. So he's not going to find this. It's a chazash in the mishtameres. So I don't know where the Aruch HaShulchan is. Parshup Shad is the chayish belong to the finder. All right, let's continue. V'im hiskiru legimel akum, if he rented out the place to three goyim, ka'achas, all at one time. And we learned that this is talking about where the Bailam is still there. So you have one yid with three goyim here. Hare also pundik, it was made into a pundik like a hotel. And Mamela the guy is Miyayish. V'chol ha-nimtzubay, afilu potecha bayis, harei hu shomaitzei, the finder's allowed to keep it, m'menei she'ineh chol yochol liten shem shaloi, ayushu tamen, shay also pundek. Loi mi boy, you're allowed to be toileted that belong to the guy, But let's say the Yid brings the siman, so you know it wasn't the guy's item, even though it's Rav Akiva. But you know the guy, it wasn't the guy's, because the Yid was the one who brought the siman. Maybe it's a Yiddish item, it's a tefillin. So you know the guy weren't wearing those tefillin, so mameila, you know it must be it's the Yid's, right? So now, still you're allowed to keep it, because that Yid was already miyayish. That Yid was already miyayish, because there are three goyim. Who's going to find this thing? Pasha's the guy who's going to find it. So Mameli was miyayish. So Mameli, you're allowed to keep it. He's going to be miyayish. He's hanging around in this room with three goyim. So he knows for sure. He knows for sure that the guy's going to find it. Sorry? Why not? I don't know. They'll take it. They'll sell it. I don't know. In the market, they'll steal it. And then people had Khalil Rahman. Some people already had that tefillin stolen. All right. So it comes out over here. Now, if the Bailim weren't there, and it was only a place for Goyim, then you're only three Akam, even if it was one guy. If one guy was there, then you're allowed to, you know, it's the guys, and it's Aveda's Akam, so you're allowed to keep it. You don't have to come on to three Goyim. Good, but Patrick Trout, we're talking about because the Baal HaBayis was there. Fine. There's a shach over here, the shach in the end of Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mamish the end, it's a long shach, but Mamish the end of the shach, he brings from Taisis, he says, Amuchach b'Taisis, dim nimtza b'bayis b'stak omuk oi b'guma amuka, if it was teef, b'inyin she'efshe sh'loidim sa'idei kibud, that while they were sweeping the place, while the tenants were leaving, they weren't able to discover it, then you lost the svara, like talinin b'soicha achrein oi b'balabayis, you lost that svara. What's the whole reason why we go basra to basra? Because we assume that the guy before swept well, and the guy before swept well, so everyone we know cleared out their items, and now it belongs to the Basra. But if it was Tif and Aguma, so now you know it was Tif's over there, so they weren't going to find it when they swept out before they left, so you have no reason to be toiling the Basra anymore, because maybe it was the guy before. You lost that whole svara. So Mamelo, after the Minar Shainim Hu, Venisiaishu, the Kavin Shechipsu, Veloy Matsu, they swept and they couldn't find it. Vareyu Shamaitse, Mamelo, the finders allowed to keep it. Even if it's a Yesh by Simin? No. No, Lucharia only by name by Simin, by Yesh by Simin, why should I mean Miyash? Unless you have Hela Chaluda. But Bedava Sheim by Simon. Yeah, right. Pasha has an Aim by Simon. But normally, Aim by Simon, we are telling the Basa Basa. The guy's not Miyash because he figures the next guy is going to find it. But here, since the next guy didn't return it to the previous tenant, so it was already his man, so he was Nisiyash. He figured, hey, that guy didn't give it back to me, so must be it's gone. So he was Miyash from it. It's a Dov Sheim by Simon. And Mameyla, the finder, is allowed to keep it. Now, Zoyz Medui can taste his taco.
Worry about the last guy.
Oh, that's a kasha. What's going on here? So Zayin, if had it belonged to the second person, or the third person, or fourth person to go, and the Chanami, they were ready miyayish. But there's still a chance it might belong to this person. And you can even hear that the shtuk is strong. The second kasha, I'm not so sure. But Lemais is, if the previous tenant knew that he deposited, where he doesn't know where he lost it. He has no idea where he lost it. So maybe he lost it in a place. Maybe he lost it. Right, why does he need to? Okay, why does he need to go around about it? He's saying that they don't know they lost it in the Guma. One second, what was the Cheshvin? Forgot the Cheshvin. All right, but at least this Kasha. The Maisa is, when you have over here, you have two people to be toilet. So you could be toilet on the guy before, so he was already Miyash. You could toilet on the last guy. The guy, the last guy wasn't Miyash. So you should have a Suffolk. So Chot, you should have to, at least a Suffolk, give it back to him. Or be Michokin. Like Lamosh, at the end of Sif Aleph, we have Halacha that if Chesil Lefnim, Chesil Lechutz, and it's taking up the whole place, Mamale, Yechokin. Why over here do you name on that the finders are allowed to keep it? But it's Meduik like that in Taisis. And Badman's really Meduik like that in the Gemara. There's a deek in the Gemara. The whole Gemara only is that laser basa basa. I say it's from the Gemara. Without this new svara, laser basa basa, Avada the Maitai would have a right to keep it. Why? Maybe it's taka. There's a suffix. Maybe it belonged to the last guy, and the last guy wasn't miyayish yet. Like, it's a suffix. Well, what's going on here? I just say, what you see from here is, again, we had this yisoid from the Rush that we quoted, is that when you have a suffix, when you find something and you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it. I might make a veil of a riot. You could pick it up, and once you can pick it up, whatever the story is, but once you have it, and you don't know that it's yen is a nat, Hamas Mikavel of Rai, you're allowed to keep it. And then we have to butcher why we find in other cases, let's say Mexi Israel, Mexi Akim, over there, we say you're not allowed to keep it. And there you say you have to return it. You have to be Naito Amakris. And at the end of the day, the only real, we said Kodom Marim Yisada, we had a Bia Agro last time. Parshup Shat you have to say is that when there's no Cheskas Marikama, because it could be that it belonged to someone else that's already Miyayish, then you invoke the principle. But if you have a guy who lost something and you're Musupik, if he was yet Miyayish, let's say Adav Shem Bezim, and you're not sure if he was Miyayish yet, but you know for sure it once belonged to him, or whoever it belonged to was a yid, whatever, so then you have a suffix, so then you have to yemunachat shiyavaliya, you're not going to be able to use it, you're not going to be able to keep it, because yen has a cheskas marikama. But here, that on the tzadah belonged to the second tenant ago, he was already miyayish, so now it's hefka, it's like hefka, so you have a suffix, is it hefka or yen is, so it's a mesmek of alvara, you're allowed to keep it. I didn't see anyone who tells like over here, but l'chay, that's what you're going to have to say. You see, again, this concept that when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it. Means no matter you sweep under the bed, whatever, but let's say it fell in a crack that the guy doesn't know and he won't even check.
The whole point of being in a hookah means that I myself put this for safekeeping in there.
No. You didn't put it in safekeeping. You put it on the floor, got knocked off the table, and it fell into a crack or a crevice. You didn't even see it. It's an aveda. You didn't place it. It wasn't that you placed it there, but it was an aveda. And it was an aveda, nizam mokum, that you won't even find it if you check. So pshat is like this. So he's not going to... Normal, you say that you have a Svara Lezer Bazar Basra. Here you can't use the Svara Lezer Bazar because maybe it was the ones before. And the one before wasn't the one before was Miyayish because he figured the new guy didn't return it. Sorry?
For sure you can take it.
So the Shach says you're allowed to take it. The Shach says you're allowed to take it.
Why would you have
the issue
even if there's a
Siman? Why would a Siman? I figure whoever's going to pick it up will be Neitel Machers and I'll give the Siman, I'll get it back. I remember now my kasha is that the last guy who's there now, the tenant who's there now, certainly wasn't Miyayish. Nishno, he wasn't Miyayish because he's there now, but he lost it in a way that he doesn't know how he lost it. No one knows that it fell into the Guma or not. So all he thinks, maybe it fell like all the other cases, how it fell in the Numala even. So he holds Talina Basabra, so the next thing is fine that you give it to him. All right, but whatever, bottom line is, you see over here that when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep it in the Mesa Mekavar Lover Raya. One more shach before we go weiter. If you look in the shach and sifkot and yud gimel, what are we talking about? What type of aveda? Zok the shach. Later case, if we were talking about a case that the ena balabai is dori mayim, the end of sifkot and yud gimel, I feel eno nirishu aveda, even if it's not, doesn't look like an aveda, harei yusho moitzei kivin to talinim b'roi vakum. If the balabais is there, then it has to be found in a way that you see that it was an aveda, that the balam don't know where it is, and it's an aveda, so mele has a hukas aveda, the guy was already miyayish. But if the yid wasn't there, it's only goyim who are there, then even if it's not found in an oifen of an aveda, you're allowed to keep it, because you're talinim that it's a goyis, and mele you're allowed to keep it. And that's what the shach said. Well, what's fair?
I understand. Oh,
so the chayra, what's going on here? And that even if the yid wasn't there and they're only going there, but if it was not in a way that's an aveda, it's not aveda zakim, it's gzela zakim. What's going on? Even by goyim alone, it has to be in an oifen of an aveda to now say that you're allowed to keep it. Aveda zakim is muta. But if let's say it's sitting on a shelf. I walk into his house, there's a tenant, there's a goyish tenant, and I just get to pull it off the shelf because, hey, he's a goy, it's mutter, it's aveda zakum, it's not aveda, he knows where it is, it's not aveda, it's gzela zakum, what's going on? Sorry? So good, so you're also telling me you need some form of an aveda here, but he's saying that no, you only needed that it was nirishu aveda only by yidim, but if it's by a goy there, then you could talina berei vakum, what's going on? So he forgot about it?
Yeah.
So now you know he forgot about it?
No,
that's good for the suffix. So you have a suffix, aveda zakum. I don't know what's the halakha by suffix aveda zakum. I mean, we maybe it's only on the thing we said last time, that if you hold aveda gzela zakum, is also midaraisa l'chay suffix shavosa. If you hold this midarabana, maybe suffix tibana l'kula. The mice says, I found that Mayan HaChochem in Bavim Tzir, Chavov HaMir Aleph, over Rashi, he brings on the shach, and he talks, yes, he doesn't know what's going on. L'chay aveda zakum is with the nagzela zakum. But I think that the shach means something else entirely. I think the shach means like this. The shach in Sifkot Yud already said that we're talking about that the seicha already left. That's how he So that's Stein this case. So there's no one living there now. So on that, the Shach says that if there was a Yid before, so it has to be near Keshua, Veda, that there's no one living there. Right. So if the Balabais would have been living there now, it's a Balabais. So if it's not near Shua Vedas, it's not an Aveda, it's Mamish a regular Chavitra Yisrael, you're not allowed to take it. But Hayyos, we're talking about where the Balabais is not there. And our whole suffix is maybe it was the last tenant who was a Goy. So even if it's not near a Shua Veda, it's an Aveda, because that tenant already left. Even if it's sitting on the shelf, it's mamish in a pronounced place, it's mamish sitting on the shelf, but that guy already left, the tenant already left, so Mamela, by default, it's an Aveda. Because the Shach says we're talking about a case where the Soich already left the place. So it's automatically an Aveda. You don't have to be in an oifen that's near Shu Aveda, even if it's in a prominent place, it's going to be an Aveda, because he left already. Mamela, he says, it's Aveda Zakim, you're allowed to take it.
Let's say you're at the hotel, you're saying in the Akum left, you walked into your room, you find something on the top of the shelf, you're allowed to keep it.
You're allowed to keep it. If you know the previous the tenant was a guy.
This guy might be coming back to hotel and saying, I forgot my bracelet.
Correct, right now it's an Aveda. He left without it. Obviously, he was Ovid Mimenu, so you're allowed to keep it. It's an Aveda Zakum. Mashenka, if the Balabais would be there, like the other Pshat Rishonim, or like how we learned the Machaba, then you have to have Nirshu Aveda, because otherwise, hey, it's this Balabais, you know, let's take it away from him.
That's his, the
Balabais. And if they're both there, then the Mamish, you have to have his Aveda. All right, let's. If the tenant was a Yidin and he moved out, so vayta, that you have an aveda the fact that he moved out. But if the Balabais would be there, or the Balabais would still be there with the tenants, then you have to have it even near Shua Aveda, because if it's not an aveda, then it's whoever's there now, it belongs to them. It's only because the Mechaba touched up, his understanding that we're talking about that everyone moved out. That's why he says it's a Kotan Yud, that everyone's out. The Balabais is not there, the tenants aren't there, so even if it's not near Shua Aveda, it's an Aveda, because, hey, he left without it. It's an Aveda.
It's only Aveda if he moves out, if the Goyim are renting it out, because he expects the Goyim not to return it, but if Yidin are renting out of the place.
The Yidin are there now or not there?
This girl is totally vacated, right?
So if it's vacated, then it's an Aveda, but the fact that it was vacated.
If a Yid forgot something in a hotel, why should you assume that it's an Aveda unless the Goyim are renting that room?
Well, if a Yid put something there and he left, so it's an Aveda, because he left without it. But he's not Miyayish, let's say, because let's say he has someone who will know that you're going to be there to find it. It's an Aveda without Yish. But we want to done that's not, isn't an Aveda yet. So the Chak says, if no one is there, it's an already Aveda no matter what. If someone is there, then it's only Aveda if it's Nirishu Aveda. All right, let's move on to Sivdala, a whole new, nice Indian. Ruvein Adorim Shimon Bebeisai. Reuven is living together with Shimon in his house. Shimon rented premises from Reuven, but it's like a border. They're there together. Now, if you have a deer who has a broken leg, or so you know that it's not going to run away, that they entered the house, the halacha is Zachu behem shneim. Both of them are zoich in this mitziah. It's an aveda, this mitziah, that both the zoich together. Why? Dehavu kishneim hashutvim b'chatza. These two parties are shutvim b'chatza, and memeila the zoich together.
You have to say that they rented the entire house as together. Not I rented you a room.
Correct. I rented the house. I have a shush to use. Right. Correct. We're living there together. So blibes a chutz. I shut him. I'm a mele. We're both kaina. And let me give a backtrack. There's a machlekes rishonim Rambam and Rosh. Let's say I'd be the only. I'm a tenant, and the Balabais is not there. I'm the only one there. A seich, a regular case, I rented out a house, and now something falls into the property. Who's koina? The seich is koina, or the masker is koina? The Rosh and Rav Rishonim hold, Taisis and whatever, Shailan Taisis, but at least many Rishonim hold, Pashtis, the seich is koina. The Rambam is Muchadish, Hashit, the Rambam holds the masker is koina, that the masker owns it. But the Rosh, like I said, holds that the seich is koina. This happens to be, this halakha is coming from a Chuvis Rosh. So Meila Zok the Rosh like this, if I'm renting from you, so we're both there together. So blives a chotza shotvim, and Mamela, we're both going to be zeichin it together. Rosh. Oh, so Pashas is the Rosh is lishitas, right? Because the Rosh holds the seiche is koina. Mamela, if I'm there together with you, so we're both shotvim in it, so we're both going to be koina. But had I gone like the Rambam shita that the masker is koina, who cares your seicha? Even if you be seicha alone, the masker is koina. So now you seicha together with the masker. So now Certainly the maskah should be kohen. How in the world is going to be if b'shutva that it should be kohen together? This is a $1 million crash. Together with the zaycha. Madoch, if the maskah would not be living there. The Rambam holds, who's kohen? The maskah. The maskah, because it's his house. He is the kinyan aguf. It's his house. So certainly if the maskah happens to be living there as well, certainly the maskah should be kohen. Well, the problem is the machaba. The machaba over there, paskins like, in Shin Yud Gimel, the machaba paskins like the Rambam, and over here the machaba is paskin like the Rosh. Right, so it's a steer in the machaba, correct. Right, no, I'm saying it's a $1 million cash over here. What's going on? Why is the machaba over here bring down the Rosh Hashita if he paskins over there in Shin Yud Gimel? Forget.
The Rambam himself kind of holds in this case.
Well, I don't know what the Rambam, but it's L'chayru, the Rambam should hold that the Maskah should be going. The Rambam didn't talk about this case.
But the reason, though, is a different category entirely than a Sira.
If you would be a Seicher alone, you'd be kind. I mean, I'd be kind. Sorry. Yeah. The Maskah would be kind. And now you're Seicher from me and I'm still here.
You're used, but not to your opinion.
So certainly I should be still be going now. So it's called again.
No, but if I'm living in the house with you, then yeah. Together. It's not a schivas only, it's a shutfus.
But still, but it's a shutfus. What type of shutfus? Me as the Kinyan Agov, we're equal? How are we equal? I have the Kinyan Agov and we share the Kinyan Paris. So, but I still have the Kinyan Agov, so I have the upper hand here. Madoc, if I rent it out to you, you have the whole Kinyan Paris, I have the Kinyan Agov, I win. Why? Because I'm the Ikar Bailam. It's my chotz. I'm the Kinyan Aguf. I really own it. So it's really mine. So Kasha is what to do over here. So the Sma is this Kasha. The Sma and Shin Yud Gimel Siv Karnei Bleib Shver. The L'chayr, the Mechabu says himself, why over here is he bring down the Shita Zarosh when over there he passes like the Rambam? And on this there are many terutzim given. No teretz is great. I'm going to go through. I'll share with you a few of the terutzim. One teretz is a shach kufa. The shach over there in Shin Yud Gimel Siv Karnei Aleph says the following. He says he brings down the Teretz Chaim. I should preface, everyone mutches in the Rambam what the Rambam exactly says, because the Rambam is a mechudesh. So you have different shitas exactly how vite the Rambam went. So the Teretz Chaim says that the Rambam's halach is only, the Rambam only was talking about over there when it was a chatzah. And it was talking about that Zevel came into the chatzah. So Shaila is, who owns the Zevel? The Rambam holds that the Balabais, the masker, owns the Zevon. So Zokta Teres Chaim, why? He says, because the Seicha, when he rented the premises, he wasn't leasing the premises to park animals there. It's not, he wasn't renting it to store Zevel there, or that Zevel should come there. Memela, that wasn't the tafkid of the Chatzah. So he was renting it to Damasai. So Memela, since that wasn't what he rented it for, so for that schuz, that is Damshis, the owner still retains. So it's still the Chatzah of the Maskah for these Zachen. Memela, the Maskah owns it. However, Zokta Shach, Betasa Teres Chaim, over here we're talking about you renting a house. Right here, talking about a house. Over here, it's to use all the ishtamshes to put everything you have, I guess even a tzvi shavar and geizlis. I guess you still leave them in the house as well, I'm not sure. But you're doing for all the ishtamshes to put everything you have. So memela, you rented it for that ishtamshes. So memela, you are a man diyama. Memela, you also have a schus kinyan here. Memela, you're going to be kaina, and the bailam will also be kaina, because they're also still here. So now it's a chotah shutvin. That's what the Shach answers up here the Teres Chaim. But he himself argues with the Teres Chaim. He says the different Teres Chaim in a Nirim that should be pshat in the Rambam. So if that's the case, means if you're not limiting the Rambam just to that Svara, then Trik Shred the Kasha, what's going on over here? It's a Stira.
What's the Makor of the Rambam? Why did you just go to the Makor of the Rambam?
But the Shaila had to learn up the Gemara. The Rambam Vaisas had a different pshat in the Gemara. The Pashat pshat in the Gemara is Vaisas belongs to the Seicha. So if the Muchat, the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara was talking about a case of Zevel Shabbachatza. So now, how you want to take it? So the Teres Chaim limits it only to that case. There's another Eitzah you have over here as a Pia Chuvis Divrei Rivois, also a Kadmain. The Chuvis Divrei Rivois in Siman Shukavav says a Chiddush that the whole Ramam Salacha is only Gazak by Echotzah. Not because Dafka, because the Zevel, like the Teres Chaim. Stam. It's only the Mechotzah, because you don't have really an Ika Hishtamshis. So you rented it for a trivial Hishtamshis, so it's really not yours, you're not really a Bailam that you could use that Chotzah to make Kinyin Chotzah with. Mashenkin, if you're renting a house that's your Ika Hishtamshis, then Avada the Seich is going to have the Kinyin Chotzah. And Melo over here, since we're talking about a house, Avada, you're going to have a Kinyin Chotzah together with the Bailam and Melo. Correct. There's a chotzah, and here it's talking about a house. By a chotzah, the masker is kaina. By a house, the seicher is kaina. That's what the Divrei Riva says.
The Rambam will be motivated to that.
Correct. Mamela, it's not true. Right, that's what you could say. The Nesivis comes with a blitz. Nesivis in this psicha to Simin Reish, he has a whole long psicha. In the middle of this psicha, he comes with a whole cheshvin here to Bemiyashiv. And it's not so schwer, if I put it out, there's a halacha. If you have a chotza mishtemeres, a chotza mishtemeres is koinu shalei midas. If it's a chotza she'enu mishtemeres, you only koinu if you're there and you say you want your chotza to be koinu. Grad is a shiloh of that, if you need a mirror as well. And even if we pass in that you don't need an amira, but by tzvi, shavur, and goizlois, over there the Sma says that you need an amira. And the reason why you need an amira is because since the animals are traveling through, and if you don't run after them, they're just going to continue traveling out of your chatzah. So there, for sure, you need an amira, because just standing there is not enough, because it's still not mishtemeres. Unless you plan, or you show that you plan on catching up with these animals, then it's not mishtemeres. So you have to say, I want these animals, and since you could run after them and catch them, so that's already considered chatzah mishtemeres, and your chatzah is koinah. Mamela zakta nesivis, was it this punkt, mechaba chapta on a case, it was talking about tzvi shavu or goizlois, that's the only item he could find. Until now, we weren't talking about these items. Why? He says, because we wanted dafka case that you need an amira. You need, it's a chotzer she'enem mishtemeres, and you need an amira to be koina. And that's the case we're talking about here. That's his backdrop. Mele zakta has the following chilek. Here's the teretz. Zakta is that when I rent out a house, a chotzer is like my hand. A chotzer means I'm yad. It's like my worker. It's like I rented out a worker. I hired a worker. So he says like this, that the halakha is when you hire a worker, and while the worker is working for you, he finds a mitziah. Who owns the mitziah? So the halakha is the worker owns the mitziah. Yeah, the worker. So if I rent out your chatzah, and I find a mitziah there, or the chatzah finds a mitziah, who's going to own the mitziah? It's going to be the owner of the chatzah, because the chatzah and its owner is like my worker. So it's still going to belong to the worker. However, if I hire a worker, and I tell the worker, oh, you see that mitziah, please pick it up for me. So then, I'm going to be koina. Because now, if I hire a worker's time, I could use him to paint the house, I could use him to stand on his head and schlep tape, I could do whatever I want with this worker. So now I'm instructing him, the thing I want him to do is pick up this mitziah. So now he's working for me to pick up the mitziah. So now it's going to belong to me. Because he's my pile for picking up mitziahs. So may I look and see if it's... Azoi. If I have stama chotzer, and I want to be koina with this chotzer, shloi midas, my chotzer is not going to be koina for me. Because a chotzer is like my poel. And the halach is if a poel finds something, and if it wasn't for this, he's not my poel for this specifically, then it belongs to the poel. It will belong to the owner of the chotzer. But here we're talking about that it's a tzvi shava, that I have to say, I have to be then, I have to say, I want my chotzer to be koina. So I have to instruct my chotzer, my poel, to work for me. To please be koina this thing for me. So Mameli is going to, then the chotzer vado will be koina for the seicha. Means he wants to say in the Rambam, Adkan, the Rambam holds that a chotzer is not koina for a seicha, only a chotzer which is koina shaloi midas. But a chotzer that's going to koina midas, I instruct the chotzer to be koina this item, avada, I'm going to be koina just like my poel. You see the same chilik by a poel. A stam poel finds something, it belongs to the poel. But if I instruct the poel to pick this thing up, it belongs to me. So too by chotzer, if I instruct it to pick it up, it's going to belong to me. And Mameli says, and this case has to be talking about, we're instructed to pick him up, because talking about a tzvi shavu, the halakha tzvi shavu is a chotzer she'enu mishtemeres, by tzvi shavu I need to say, mamela, everything is gishmak.
Why is it 50-50?
Oh, so why do we share it? What's going on? This is the problem here. What does the nesivis want? So I understand, if I'm going to say I want my chotzer to be koina, I should be koina. Now it's, with that amira, blives the chotzer mishtemeres. But why should it be that zachu bem shneim? Are we talking about a case that both of them said simultaneously they want their chotzer to be koina? It's a davish yishazam. Whoever said it first, so chay should win. Unless they said, take a deidim, and that's enough. I don't know. Like, why is the halacha zachu bem shneim for? What's going on? If we need the amira, which is lechayra right. Halach is later on, but chasid shenim shneres by tzvi, you need an amir. So if you need an amir, who said it first? Whoever said it first should be koina. Why is this zachem shneim?
Tell us about your house.
Ah, So Kocha, you're going to have to say that can we say it's an mishtemer is by a chotzer because of the open field. The deer is running through. Over here I have an arbutus. They run through. I have deer in the front. You have deer probably too. Run through. They come. And then 5 seconds later, they're in the next thing. So if it be tzvi shovel, take them 30 seconds. Well, zayin. But they pass through. But if the tzvi entered my house, he's trapped. He's not leaving my house. It's finished. It's a chotzer mishtemer. I don't need any amira. Kocha, that's what you're going to have to say. Look, we're talking about a case of chotzer mishtemer. You don't need amira. Afilu shalem midas is koydem emil. It's very good why zachar ben shneim. But then the host tickle tell you to receive the answer to the steer falls away. And the truth is, if you look in the goyin, sivkot yud beis, the goyin is mavur that we're talking about a chotzer mishtemer. He said, "Kamishukazi yud aluf amavrei ubegmarsh under bechotzer mishtaber hamishtamer einu tzarachaymid." Means he learned that we're talking about that a bias is a chotzer mishtamer. So you don't need amira. You don't have to be there.
Why is that to be shomer then? If he's stuck in the house, even if it's not
shomer. If he's stuck in the house, even if it's not shomer. I hear. No, he's saying it's kish naim ashutvin bechotzer, that there's aloch by shnayim ashutvin bechotzer, you be koina, so too it's like shnayim ashutvin. You didn't want punkta aloch of chotzer, of goizlois and amir and all that. He's just saying it's like shnayim ashutvin bechotzer. Bechotzer, all right. Why do you need to then shovel for? Elamai, if it wouldn't be shovel, then the tzvi could run out of your house. But if it's shovel, I mean, why is he more trapped? I hear. Oh, but at least, Parshat out here, we're talking about a chotzer mishtamer. And Memela, that's why Konush name and Lechard, the Zivis is terrorist, doesn't work. But if we would not be talking about a Chatzim Mishtama, then whoever says it first, it wouldn't be the Alokha Zachim Mem Shnei. So either way, I don't know. The bottom line is it's a bit schwer. Why Machabi here is Lechard is passing like
what
the Rosh?
If they say it in advance, before the Tzvi gets in there,
how's that
going to work?
Lemazagans. You mean they'll both see the tree running towards the house,
and they say it. Oh, I want my house.
Oh, it means that they're showing. Oh, yeah, look, hey, you're right. Then that would be a good case. You're right. Oh, but still, I mean, that's chosim and a safe. We're talking about they see the tree coming, they both said it. I mean, I hear the chab, but I'm saying, I don't know, it's chosim.
Why is that standard?
It's
like that people would be
misrata. No, but if you're not there and you don't know about it, it's a chosim mishamer, it's a chosim can't be goina. You have to know about it. And you have to be there. And not only that, you have to even have an amira. Right? You have to have an amira that you want to run after the tzvi and chab the tzvi. And to be a chatzah mishdama. All right. But that's... Now, okay, let's go into another. That's one. One maima muzga, what to do here. Fine. But that's what the mechaber says. Zoch bem shneim like the rosh. There's a whole new problem over here. Another whole problem. It's coming from tshuva zaracha. Just like chatzah should from his koina, so to hear his koina. Fektik sois... L'chayr fakad, you see the Rishayim and Gemara, the Yishalmi, not like that. Chotzer Shutvin, the Alok is Chotzer Shutvin is not koina. You can't be koina. Shutvin cannot be koina in Zemizeh. If we share a chotzer and you want to be makna me something in the chotzer, it doesn't work. Shutvin cannot be koina in Zemizeh. Because since we have a shtatvis in the chotzer, it's not going to work. The Seis explains, Bishlemo, if we two of us pick up an item together, Magbiya Metziya L'chaveray, and we pick it up together. So I pick up this half, and you pick up that half. So we're both picking up Maldas to be koina. So we want to be koina together. So Vada, I help you, and you help me, and we're koina together. But a chotzer, it's like mitam yad, it's my hand. It's not it, to the extent that we're a shutvim, so I don't have a hand, you don't have a hand. It's a shutvim stick a hand. So mamela, we can't be koina. That's not kinyan yad. Kinyan means if it's my yad, your yad is your yad. But if we have a shutvim stick a yad, that's not yad. It can't be koina. Even from someone else, even from a third party. If we're trying to be koina together with a chotzer that's mishutefes, we cannot be koina. See, bleib shre, how could it be halach over here that zachem em shneim? It's l'chayr not true. Chotzer cannot be koina together. What's going on?
You mean
to have shlich? Shlich is l'chayr also, although the Orech HaShulchan tries to answer the Ksais and says, Enechanami Mitam Yad, it's not going to work, Mitam Shlich is will work. L'chayim Mitam Shlich is, you can say the same type of role, L'chayim. It's not, Chol Chatz is Mitam Shlich, but it's a Chatz Mitam, it's not a regular Shlich, not if the two of us send a Shlich, but it's a Chatz a Dika Shlich, that Chatz is not mine nor yours, it's together, who said that could work? It's not more my private domain than yours. So why or how could we be koina? That's a Ksais's kasha. So Mamel, he argues on the Mechaba, and he holds that no one's koina, and you know who's koina? Whoever comes and finds it. It enters this chotzer mishutefes, it enters this house that we're living together, and the third party, the finder, is going to be able to keep it, because chotzer is not koina.
It comes as an argument with the Rosh.
Correct. Correct. He brings Tosis, he brings the Yashami, he brings the Manam Rottenberg, he brings all the heavy guns to show you that Chatzam Mushutavis is not going to.
If a lawyer does a deal for two people, it's not good because he's a shlich for two people.
What do you mean? No, we're talking about chotzer. The whole lumdus of chotzer. No, I don't mind if shlich does a maisa for two people. I'm saying this is not a regular shlich. It's a shlichus of chotzer. Chotzer, the way the kinyan chotzer works is because it's a private domain. It's not a private domain. It's yours and mine together. So what? It's not private. It's a company. It's not mine. It's not yours. We're together. That's not going to work. That kinyan can't work. So how does it work? We're sharing in every molecule, we share together. That's not going to work.
So a company can't be coin anything.
If you have a company which is mushutafes, lo chayra lo tiksais, right? A chatz mushutafes is not going to be coin, right? That's what he's saying, he's arguing.
Once one of them has das kinyan, why can't
he go to them?
Because it's chatz
mushutafes. It's a chatz mushutafes, it's kind of shalim midas. So now neither chatz can be coin. What? If someone now knows about it, when he knows about it? But even if he has a mind, but he's not doing a ma'aseh kinyan. What the ma'aseh kinyan is doing is the chotzer, and that chotzer is not private. That chotzer is not mine more than yours. We're both here together, so the chotzer can't work.
Not the case, Yash, before that.
That what?
How they both can be kinyan once? So once one shutzer says that.
Oh, if he wants to be kinyan for the other party, midin zchiya. I hear, but that's not the halachas. Patrus zakim hemshem means automatically that shnei ma kinyan. Because I want you to be kinyan. If I want a third party to be kinyan, Yenna would be kinyan too. So it wouldn't be zakim hemshem. Wouldn't be that halacha. Be zakim. Whoever has das. For whoever he wants to be kind of for.
Well, but once he says Damir, it's already a Chatz Mishtamaris. So now it's going to become both of them.
I mean, once one guy, he's going back to the Nasivis, Nakasha, yes, the Nasivis, he wants to say that the second the first guy says the Amira and he turns it into a Chatz Mishtamaris, so now he wants that both of them are allowed to be kind of with this Chatz Mishtamaris. But for Yen, it's not Mishtamaris. For Yen, it's not Mishtamaris. He wasn't there, he didn't do the Amira. It's I hear where you're headed. I got to think about it. I hear.
And once you say that, so now
they're both making a kinyan b'shas. No, that I hear. Once you say that, during the chatzim shemeres, now both making kinyan b'vazak. As I hear, that I hear. It's shaili is if that's true. My amira turns into chatzim shemeres for you too. I hear. All right, but anyway, so going back to Kseitz Akasha, Kseitz argues with the Mechaba and holds that Chatz HaShutfim cannot be Koina. What's the Eitzah? So a couple of Eitzahs here. There's a Shoyla Meshev in Madura Dalid, Chele Gimu Simon Kuch Chaf Aleph, and a Beis Yaakov of and not here. They both quote the same Marit Al-Ghazi. Marit Al-Ghazi wants to be Mechadish, that Adkan do we hold that Chatz HaShutfim cannot be Koina in Zemizeh, or Koina from a third party, if we're Shove in our Shutfis. Let's say a company. We both own the same thing, so that can't be koina. But here, we have an owner with a tenant. So he says, if you have an owner who has a kinyan aguf, and you have a tenant who has kinyan peiris, so each one owns different things. I own a kinyan aguf, and you own kinyan peiris. So we're not, with the kinyan aguf, we're not meshotiv, and the kinyan peiris, we're not meshotiv. So memelo, then...
That's not true here. He's living
together. So here, the Lamaisa, they're living together. So L'chayra, out the Paris Sheboy, it should be a Chotza Mushetefes in the Paris. L'chayra, and that should prevent it. Although, maybe then it will just resort back to, okay, so the Chotza Mitzam Paris is out, because that's not Miyuchad, and then go back to the Kinyan Aguf that the guy has alone, and let the owner's Kinyan Aguf in the Chotza work by himself.
Good, but he's
Zakim Mem Shem. Yeah, still not going to answer the Makab Zakim Mem Shem, but maybe we could marshalize it here. That means the Ksais is asking that no one should be Kaina. Okay. But at least they want to make a Kaddish. If you'll have a owner and a tenant and each one owns everything, I own the goof and you own payers, so whatever it is, you're working differently. Or they hold that sharing in the payers is not a problem, it's only a problem if you share in the Kinina goof of the item. The Nesivis over here comes with other chaps. Nesivis holds that a chotzer Hashutfim could be koined together. That's not a problem. And he has a whole eitzes of how to answer up the rush. He has a cheshbonus here. He wants a taina that a chatz l'mosher shalem midas could be koined shalem midas. But let's say I find out about it and I make a mecha. The second I find out, I say, I don't want my chatz to be koined. I never want my chatz to be koined. So then he says, the chatz will not be koined. And Bailey says like this. Just like Lamosha, if you're being Zachan Ladam Shalei Bavonov, and when I find that out, I said, that? I don't want to be kind of that. I never want to be kind of that. So then this Chiyah doesn't work. You see, it's a Chav for me. I don't want it. So Meili says like this. He says that if when the Metziah was be found in this Chatzah, if now one of the two, when he finds out, would say, I don't want my chatzah ever to be koina, this item. I never want to be koina. So Mameli says like this. It comes out that he's not going to be koina, because he never wanted his chatzah to be koina. And the other guy could also not be koina, because since in every item, every molecule of chatzah, we have reshut tefes, so just like being metzil lechaver, we have to have in das, we have in zinun that we've been koined, we both want to be koined, but if for some reason one can't be koined, it's a becher should be keach, where one can't be koined, the other one also not koined. So he says, all you need is if one guy is makes a macha that he doesn't want his chatzah to be koined, then the other guy's chatzah also won't be koined, neither will be koined, and then whoever picks up first will be koined. He said, the only, if we're tak in it together, then he holds avad chatzah could be koina biyachad, not like the ksais. That didn't bother him so much. But if one guy makes a macha and doesn't want his chatzah to be koina, then neither will be koina. And he holds this next step. He says, if one of them would be oimid betzad sadeo, let's say bechatzah sheinu mishtameres, and one is standing there, and the other guy is not there. And the guy who's standing, oh, this goes on your shayla. One guy is there and the other guy is not there. And the one who's there, because he's oimid betzidu, makes it into a chatzah mishtameres. The halacha is that he will be koina and not the other guy. Only he will be koina. Because the same thing means he, Moshe lays a tzir, how even though you're shut from in a chatzah, you could have it that one guy will be koina without the other shutif. But that's that answers up your thing. You see, the Yod that a chutzah sheinu mishtameres. If one guy is there, even though he turns into mishtamer, only works for him and not for the other guy. Mamela backshred that nesiva is what he wants. Look over here. But okay. But dashtei the ksais. At the end of the day, we have to know that the ksais holds no one should be koina. Because a chutzah shirt is known should be koina. The mechaba, which goes pashas like the Rosh, holds that both koina. And if you go like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds always the mask is koina, not the seicha, then it should come out that the mask should be koina, because the seicha never has a schus to be koina. So really, you have a three-way machlekes of how. Now, when we get to that machlekes, Rambam and Rosh, how we paskin? Do we paskin the mask is koina or the seicha is koina? It's a major mavucha. The Piskei Tshuva brings down many achrayim who say at the end of the day, it's a sofik, and whoever is muklik is going to win. Because it's a suffix, means if I rent out a house to you and you're there alone, and now an item falls into that rishos, well, you kind of the seicha, was I kind of the masker. You go like the Rosh, you go like the Rambam, it's a sveika, the dina, and it's a mitzmek of erol of arayis. Whoever's going to get it is going to win. That's the halakha. So we have three ways how, at the end of the day, just to be messiah before I end off, is avol zakta mechaba, to finish the mechaba, avol imkona echd mehem mitzia miganef, if one of these parties, one of these shutfim are being koina an item from a ganav, ein lechaveros chusboi. The chav is not going to have any chus in it. What does he mean? He means that Reuven stole something, and Shimon and Levi are shutfim in his chatzah. And Reuven decided to sell it to Shimon. And Levi says, I want to be koina because it was stolen goods. It's, the Yenna was Miyayish, Pasha's owner was Miyayish. It blames like an Aveda. So let's invoke this principle that Zachu Bem Shneim. So the Rosh, it's not true because Mamanachok. If the owner was never Miyayish, so no one could be koina. Elamai, the owner was Miyayish, and the Gazlan's koina. The Gazlan was already koina, so it's not up to you to be koina. If already the Gazlan got the koina, whoever the Gazlan wants to be makne to is going to be koina. If the Gazlan only wants to be makne to Shimon and not to you, you're not going to be koina. Only Shimon's going to be koina. Mamela, only he, ain't the chaver schus boy, but you won't have a schus in it. All right. Belina, the next week we'll go weiter with other halachas. But the bottom line is, you should come away knowing that chotza shutvin might not be koina, and also seicha and maskir is a tumult. Who should be koina, if anybody should be koina?
Why is a gazan koina? I
think it's a yish to be loy tani. You have to know, it could be a yish together with shina rishus. It's okay, I didn't want to get into it. But
shina rishus has to be after the...
Sorry?
After the yish.
So the guy had a yish, and now he's selling it to you. So now you have the shina rishus.
No, it doesn't belong to the gazan.
With the shina rishus, that's how it belongs to him, and now he's selling it to you.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.